라디오 IOM FM 헬로 Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on OM Times Radio.
Hello, how are you going? It's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on OM Times Radio. Well, I'm back after a two-week break. Here in Australia, it was school holidays time, and so I've been spending most of that time, the first week, all week, in a state of bliss. Being a mum to my two beautiful girls, it's one of my states of heaven, I guess. And so that's wonderful. And even, I mean, for me, even the crazy busy moment, you know, where one's, you know, maybe crying over something like her sock won't go on properly, you know, something really serious like that. But for her, in that moment, the sock not going on properly is a really serious issue. And then I've got my other beautiful 8-year-old saying, "Mom, Mom, Mom, Mom." And I know every parent knows what I'm talking about, where, you know, it all kind of explodes at the one time. I mean, it's a mild example. There's a lot worse. Even in those moments, I just feel so grateful to be their mum and have the opportunity to be the one that's in the trenches with them at that time. That being the emotional trenches that it can feel like, you know, when everyone's emotions are running high, we're getting very busy. So, yeah, it was a week of bliss. We're not doing a lot because we're about to soon go on a beautiful holiday to what people refer to as the Red Rock or Uluru or Ayers Rock, which is a beautiful, gorgeous monolith, really, in the centre of Australia. So I'll get some photos from there and be sharing it with you on my Facebook and social media, Instagram. But, yeah, so we're doing that in a few weeks' time. So for our school holidays, we just kept it really low-key and just did a few around home kind of things, a couple of day trips and stuff. And it was nice. It was nice. And it meant that I took a break from the radio because, for me, I think I asked them to play some replays. OM Times very kindly played some replays for you, so you were not left with nothing. And it was just great. It was absolutely wonderful. So, yes, I'm very happy about that. So it's good to be back. Today's show is all about the difference between fear and intuition. I'm going to share with you a personal story of an experience I've been having over the last 4 months or so, and how that experience really taught me about the difference between, I always knew there was a difference, but it made me realize, gosh, if I'm experiencing this and I am someone who is, you know, out and about, certainly here in Australia, as one of someone who's quite well known for my intuition and spirituality and clairvoyance and psychic ability, mediumship, all that stuff. But for me, what I call connecting with the non-physical world, whether it's spirit or energy and universal love, I'm known for that, right? So I of all people should know certain things. But, you know, one of the things that I love about me is that I'm also someone who is human, and I don't like to pretend that I know things when I don't know things, or when I may have had a certain understanding about something and then I have a different experience and it's like, whoa, okay, well, that shifts what I think and understand. I'm very open to learning all the time. You have to be, or I think I have to be anyway, because things change. And look, I was listening to another podcast this morning, Osher Gunsberg's podcast, and he was interviewing someone and they were talking about how even in the medical world, in the science world, in the way that we approach how we treat people with mental illness, that even in that world, you know, it changes all the time. In the physical world, the way we treat physical illness, it changes all the time. You know, we think that to fix a broken leg, we need to do it this way, and then all of a sudden we need to do it another way, or to treat a certain virus, we do it this way, but then all of a sudden it's this way. So, you know, it's an evolving process, and we just go with what is the new information and the best way. Okay. Oh, my phone just flashed, which made me look at it. And it's 1:11 here in Australia. It's 111111. And there's a beautiful message on Facebook for me, or a comment, I think, from Ari. So, Ari, if you're listening, that's great. I hope you are, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Yeah. So what today's show is going to be about, it's going to be about me sharing that experience with you. Before we do that, I'm going to make some interesting announcements about some amazing things that are happening in my work life at the moment. The first thing is I've got my live event coming up in a week's time, next Friday, here in the Wollongong area of New South Wales, here in Australia. And we're sold out. And I think I may have said that to you before, but it's my first evening with spirit, and I'm really looking forward to delivering that.
bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on OM Times Radio. So today we're talking about the difference between fear and intuition. And just before the break, I was sharing with you some of my story about what had happened to me just 4 months ago. So up until that time, I was very clear about the fact that the messages I was receiving were intuition generally in my life. And yes, certainly I had, you know, I had experiences with anxiety and depression previously. But the question of what's what had never really come into my consciousness, really. Okay. So what happened was 4 months ago, I started taking this medication, and then a week or two into it, I had this one night where I became completely overwhelmed. I got this flooded with what I now know is intrusive thoughts, but at the time was not sure what they were, where I was seeing into my future and seeing a situation that could come that would be very, if it happened, it would be horrendous and horrible and would mean very horrendous things for me personally and personally and with my family. And so I was overwhelmed. You have to imagine the thought of the very worst thing that you're ever afraid of happening to you. I felt it in every cell of my body. I felt nauseous. I felt heavy. I felt overwhelmed. And for that instant, because I am intuitive, I thought, oh my God, is this a prediction? Am I being warned that this is coming in my future? Okay. It was so powerful and so strong, I just cannot describe to you. That lasted that night, and of course I prayed and asked for my spiritual team to help me out a fair bit, and they did. And by the end of that evening, I think, or might have been the following evening, by the end of the evening I felt some relief from it. But then pretty soon after that, I began exploring and questioning, and I thought, you know, this is not okay. You know, it's not okay that for that moment when I was overwhelmed and flooded with emotion, that I actually believed that it was possible that that horrible, fearful situation or fear-filled situation was possibly my intuition. And it made, and so I, within a week, within a day, first of all, I stopped the medication because I realized within a day or so of that that's what was causing it. And then I began literally over the last 4 months, the slow but sure and steady road back to being free of those kind of thoughts and worries and panic attacks. But it took that long. But within the first night, it was the worst. And then the next few days, I kind of got my head around what it was. So I knew that it was as a result of the intrusive, it was as a result of the medication. I was having an anxiety, panic attack type scenario, that they were intrusive thoughts, and hence doing recently some writing and some talking about intrusive thoughts. They were intrusive thoughts, and that they were, it was my anxiety and it was fear. And in no way was it, of course, intuition, because as if this thing would happen. So I began the road back. I began applying to my own life the strategies that I use to work with my clients who experience anxiety, fears and phobias. And they've worked. They've worked very much. And I think it's literally, I think it did have an interaction with my hormonal cycle, in that each month as I've progressed through my monthly menstrual cycle, I've noticed the change. And I've noticed that if I do have any symptoms, they come back just before my period, and then they're gone by the time I'm having my period and moving further along into my cycle. So I do know that it's hormone related and all that kind of thing. But yeah, it's taken the 4 months to fully resolve and be back to me. Thank goodness, thank goodness. But what it's done, it's made me realize that if I had a moment where I was not sure, and I'm someone who writes and teaches and practices and thinks and it's my everyday life, what must it be like for other people out there who maybe maybe you're aware, somewhat aware of your intuition, and they may get these same kind of flashes or panics or anxiety-driven thoughts and even images, and they may mistake them for intuition. So it got me going. It got me doing I started doing research. I started really reflecting on what it felt like for me, the two different forms of feeling experience. And it prompted me to write the article that I've written, which is on Balance by Deborah Hutton. I'll put a link up there on my Facebook page to the article. And the title of the article is There Is No Fear in Intuition. And so it prompted me to write that and get really, really clear on what is the difference. So I want to share with you now what is the difference. Before I do that, I want to say I can only ever give you my experience. This is what I say to all my clients and my I don't talk about that with my clients. I say that to all my people who come along to my workshops and events, I can only ever give you my experience because that's all I've got. You may go to someone else and they may give you a different perspective. And what we trust is that the person that you're meant to talk to will feel the best, will feel like the best right fit for you, okay? You'll talk to other people who may present their own understanding of fear and intuition, you know, in a different way altogether. And if that feels right for you, then that's what you're meant to be thinking of. Oh, excuse me, sorry, I'm yawning. So this is a thing of live radio. Thinking and feeling and believing. This is what they're based on what they're meant to be thinking, and so what you're meant to be thinking and feeling, believing in your lifetime at this moment in time. So that's what I know about difference of opinion. So I've only got for you my own opinion, and that's based on my own experience, okay? So this is what I know about intuition or, you know, connecting with loved ones in spirit or clairvoyant glimpses into the future. When I'm connected with my intuition, it feels very emotionally neutral. It doesn't feel bad, doesn't feel really good. The first feeling of it is emotionally neutral. So, and in fact, I don't generally get negative impressions of things that are going to happen in the future that I'm not going to like. That I don't get all the other people that I'm with, my clients, are not going to like. So it feels very neutral, okay? There's no dread, okay? The other thing is that when I experience my intuition, it's like a concept or a vision is experienced first, and then maybe some feelings may arrive, okay? And the concept or the vision will be given to me as in, it's almost like you can imagine someone giving you a whole concept, a way of thinking and feeling and understanding something, just absolutely landing within your being, of your state of, into your awareness. So it's kind of like because a concept is more than individual thought and individual words and individual feelings. It's a whole concept of the way about an understanding about a situation or a relationship or a part of yourself. It comes to me like it's delivered like that, or I might get a vision, a singular vision of something happening in the future, shown images, or I might be like, it might be like I'm watching a movie, or I might hear auditory words, or I may see words, or I may get a feeling in my body. So when all of those things come, the message comes first, and then I might have a feeling response to it afterward. But there are two distinct phases: I receive and then I feel about it, rather than the fear experience I had, which was all feeling from the get-go. First millisecond, it was absolute complete fear and foreboding. The other thing about intuition for me is it has a soft and compassionate basis. So, of course, if it's neutral, it feels there's a softness to it. It's not threatening in any way. And the other thing I notice about my intuition is that there's no barrier, it's not constricted in any way. So it does feel limitless and it feels infinite in its nature. And it sort of the only best way I can describe it is it has a feeling of possibility around it and potential and hope. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The thing that I know that's different too with intuition is that it gives you, when you receive it, it compassionately gives you understanding and a very soft, gentle awareness of either yourself or a situation or a relationship or all the other things that fit in between. Okay, it's very gentle, and it gives you lots of understanding, and it comes with a complete sense of knowing as well. Your self-doubt may pop in and say, oh, are you imagining all this? That's different, but the initial impression just feels okay and right and real, you know. And sometimes my intuition can feel like I'm observing something, like I'm looking at a painting or watching a movie. So it feels very much, at times, very much external to me. I'm the observer being shown this information, and then my job is to communicate it to you. So that is the best way I can describe intuition with you, okay? Moving on to the difference, and I'm going to go through some of the signs of what I think is irrational fear. After the break, we're coming up to break, so we'll be continuing the conversation before and after the break. After the break, though, I'm also going to talk to you about where can you go and what can you do if you're feeling a lot of fear and anxiety in your life, okay? And then we're going to finish off the show today with a very gentle meditation where I will take you to a place where you can feel more comfortable being connected to your pure and true intuition, okay? So let me explain to you what I believe fear is to be now I've had this horrendous experience. Fear is what I now know is that fear is overwhelming and feels emotionally overpowering. Okay, it is buzzing with dread and foreboding about whatever it is that you're worried about come happening now or in the future. Okay. The other thing is it can leave you feeling, this is certainly what happened to me, I was lost, okay, so it can feel disorientating and leaves you feeling off centre. And that's a big one for me because if there's anything I'm sure about before this time, I would say I'm sure that my life will always have change in it. I'm sure that I'll always have a commitment to looking after, you know, constant personal development. But they're the only things I can be really sure of. The other thing I would have said is I'm sure as long as I'm on the planet with my brain working and awareness occurring, I could be sure of my intuition, that it would be present, that it would be operational and working, and that it would have my back, and that I know the difference. I know what intuition is. But this experience totally disorientated me, totally put me off centre, and I felt really lost and really disconnected from my intuition and really uncertain just for a period of time. It was really unusual. So we're coming up to a break. I'm going to talk more about that now after the break. And stay with me and enjoy the show on the difference between intuition and fear.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Taking a deep breath, enjoying this moment. That's what I was doing in the break there. That was great. So back to our show, which is all about the difference between intuition and fear. So what I was talking about were, you know, I've already shared with you my experience of what is pure and accurate in intuition. And now I'm being really clear about what is irrational fear. So fear feels overwhelming and feels emotionally overpowering. And there is a feeling of dread and foreboding that is so strong and overwhelming that it literally disorientates you and takes you completely off center. And for me, it left me feeling quite lost there for a bit. What is challenging and destructive is it comes as a feeling first, right? But then the destructive part is it then means you go into a trail of fearful thoughts, and one thought leads to the next, which leads to the next, which leads to the next. And every single thought building block, because that's what, for me, it's like that. It's like you're building something that's quite unattractive. Each building block just invites another block to come in, another block in, and before you know, you have a wall of fear all around you. And I think that's why you become off center, because you can no longer see your way forward and all that's around, you become very isolated from all that you know, that meaning all that you know about yourself to be, all that you know about, all that you know about your, in this case for me, my intuition. And it's really, really disconcerting. And it makes sense to me now when I hear my clients talking about, you know, their anxiety, because this is what happens. They become so overwhelmed with their fearful thoughts that they become like that, a person with a wall right around them. They become disconnected from their family and friends. They find it hard to function and see the clarity in any situation, because how can you when you're behind a brick wall? It's very, very, very interesting. So I was in that intense state for the first night. I worked out what was going on within the next day or so, and then I was able to find my way out, treat my symptoms, basically stop that medication. And I've been healing over the last 4 months with my own work that I give other people, and it's worked. It's working. It's working and it's worked. One of the most amazing things for me that happens is I can be, even in that state, I had three saving graces that really helped me keep my – well, two saving graces that helped me keep my sanity. And then I need to share with you another thing that happens to me, which is – beyond my belief how I do it, but it happens. So the first two are, my two saving graces were mothering my girls, because when I'm mothering my girls, I'm connected to their needs and what they need and want and what they need me to be. So I get focused on that. And the second and the most amazing saving grace for me was my husband, Alan. I cannot tell you what a phenomenal person he is. I can stand before him sobbing and share with him my irrational fear and say to him, I know this is not real, but this is it. These are the thoughts that are coming through my mind. This is, I'm fearful of these things happening. Sob. And he would sit in our bedroom on our bed and he would look me in the eyes and hold me and say, it is okay. That's not what is happening. I'm here for you. These are just thoughts. This is just the medication and you're going to come back, Katrina. And no judgment, right? No judgment. I mean, I'm saying there's amazing fears. So I'm laughing now. Saying it's not funny, but saying there's amazing fears to him. No judgment. No judgment. He is, in fact, the only one who knows the full extent of the fears that I held that night, and that even though I was able to move through them, the feelings based off them stuck with me for four more menstrual cycles after, getting better at each menstrual cycle. So he was absolutely phenomenal. The other thing that astounds me with this is my capacity to be in that state of, you know, anxiety, I guess, because after the first night it just became a state of anxiety. Yet I can go into the work I do with people and I can sit there and I can, it's like when I'm with my clients, the whole world melts away and my focus is completely on them. I can be present. I do believe that the way I got through the last 4 months and still was able to provide a very high caliber of service, including this radio show, was due to my spiritual team being present for me, literally blinkering out, filtering out every other aspect of my thoughts and fears and worries. And when I sat down with the person, I set the intention to be of service to them like I do every single session. And I was, you know, I've done some of my best work over the last 4 months. So I'm just feeling very fortunate that whatever's going on for me personally, that I have this amazing ability to be present in a professional way and be of service and be effective with the people that choose to come to me. So it's been really interesting to see those things. And I think for me, this whole thing was not about, it's about a lot of things in my, there's a lot of learning in this for me, but it wasn't really about, you know, this affecting my work with people, obviously, because it didn't. It was about me knowing the difference. I think one of the things is knowing the difference between intuition and fear, and then being able to share that. There's a few other reasons I think I had the experience too, and I've certainly learned and it's grounded me no end. I'm grounded. I'm grounded in what's important. And you think I thought I already was pretty focused on what's important in life, really. After all the hundreds and hundreds, you know, 400 plus deaths that I've been dealing with, I kind of figured after up close and personal relationship with that much death and the lessons that my spiritual or the souls of those who were passing shared with me and confirmed on my spiritual team, I kind of would have figured that, you know, I honestly thought I was someone who really had a clear sense of what was important. But no. I had to learn it. I obviously was to experience a whole other layer of that, which I have. I've experienced a whole other layer to that. So I'm very, very grateful, very, very grateful indeed to have had the experience and to allow myself to feel the feelings, to give an experience of treating myself with some of the strategies that I've shared with my clients, and then teaching me the difference between what is irrational fear and what is accurate intuition. So if you out there, I'm truly trusting that whoever's meant to hear this show will be hearing it. So if you're at the moment out there and you're developing your intuition, or you may be like me, you may think that you're, you know, a consummate professional in this area, even whilst always holding an openness to learning, you know, you get a certain level of confidence with it. I'm just letting you know that, you know, life can throw us these kind of curveballs. And we at it from nowhere, and we can learn a whole new layer of understanding about ourselves and our wisdom and our intuition and about how life, how our bodies and emotions work and hormones. Okay. So that's my share. That's my share for you this week. To really enjoy the last part of the show, what I wanted to do is talk to you, take you on a meditation, and I'm going to do that after the next break, okay? So I just got distracted by something that came through on the computer. So I'm going to do a meditation after the next break. We're coming up to the next break in a few minutes' time. If you are someone who's experiencing anxiety, I want you to consider reaching out to someone, okay? If your anxiety is mild, or if it is at the point where you thought, where your thoughts are suicidal, where you're thinking, no, you know what, this pain is so bad, I would prefer to not be on the planet, then it is really important that you go to your doctor, that you go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a therapist or a coach, that if you're feeling really, really unwell, like you really seriously right this exact second thinking about taking yourself off the planet, you have a plan of how you might do that. That's called suicidal ideation, suicidal ideas. They're leading to a plan. That means that you could be very suicidal. I want you to tell someone and get them to take you to your closest emergency service, like the emergency room or emergency department. I want you to tell someone because you need, it's important to get help, right? Because I know for sure that you will not feel like this in the future, but at the moment you will think that you think it's overwhelming, okay? So if you're one of those people and you're really at that crisis point, please reach out and get some help. I'm not sure of the hotlines in the United States or in other parts of the world, of people all over the world listen to my show. But here in Australia, for the people that listen here, then, you know, get online to Beyond Blue. Get online to the Black Dog Institute. Contact Lifeline, telephone service that we have here for people who are in a state of distress. If you're a young person, there's a wonderful organization called Reach Out. Get onto reachout.com.au and, you know, get into their information. Go to the emergency department, go to your GP and say you need some help, okay? Get some help. It's because you do not have to live that way. If you're experiencing mild to moderate anxiety and worries and fears, I want you to know a few things. First of all, everything you're experiencing is normal. Every single human being has that kind of experience at some point in their life, or for some people for all of their life, until they get help, because they don't go get help. But there are things that you can do. There's active steps you can take right now to start changing how you feel. So the things that I talk to people about is go to your GP and go and have a full physical review. Make sure there are no physical factors that are contributing to your state of mind. How are your hormone levels, e.g., this is what I went through, right? How are your hormone levels? How are your thyroid levels? Where is your iron level? Are you getting enough vitamin D? All of that kind of stuff. Go and have a full screen. And once you've eliminated the physical, then find someone you can talk to. I'm not talking about family and friends. I'm talking about a professional. You don't have to go into long-term therapy. It might be just a few sessions. The other thing I'll talk about is making sure you're following a really good daily routine of getting up at the same time in the morning, around 7 a.m., going to bed at the same time each night, making sure you're having your three meals and that there's some nutrition in your diet, making sure you're hydrated. So hydration, happiness is a big thing. If you're not hydrated, you are less likely to be happy. There's science in that. And make sure you're looking after all those physical parts of your body. Reach out to someone and get some help. Practice some kindness and compassion towards yourself. So even if you're trying to get some help and you haven't been able to get some help, just give yourself that reassuring self-talk if you can, if you feel you can. That everything will be okay, this situation will pass, and know that feelings, all feelings, including sadness and worry, are just your own self's way of getting your attention. There's a message with every feeling that you have. There is a message. So if it feels good, it's like, okay, keep doing more of that, right? If something feels sad and not too good, it's asking you to consider something. I'm going to finish this conversation, including a meditation. When we get back from the break, stay with me. Stay with me.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom on OM Times Radio. Thanks for listening to the show so far. We're on the last little bit before we finish today, but I wanted to make sure that you knew some key steps you could take in case you're feeling anxious, okay, and you have anxiety and worry. There's a whole show in this, and I need to do that show, but just some quick tips for you. So I've already talked about some of the things you need to do. I would add to that that it's really important to, I think I've already talked about reaching out to someone else. It's also really, really important that you consider ways to treat your anxiety. Now, medication, as in that would be the stuff that's prescribed by a GP, is something that is hard to get your head around, but I want you to just consider it as one option. I'm not against mainstream medication at all. I like both. I like the alternative medication and treatments, and also I like the mainstream as well. And I've just, because I've seen anti-anxiety and antidepressants work so well, I always want to put that out there, plant a seed with people. If you don't want to do that, then, or as well as doing that, physical exercise and moving your body is really, really important. And so I will talk to you about that. So if we look over the list, it's getting a medical review, making sure you're physically okay, reaching out and connecting to someone, going to see your doctor. It's considering medication if that's an okay option for you. It's moving your body. And then the final thing, of course, is getting yourself into a good therapist. The work I do with people, I do that work with people all over the world, and I offer mainstream therapy, but then I do also another form of therapy, which is, you know, including the spiritual component, and intuitive component. So obviously that's the kind of way I work. So just find people that are willing to work with you in the way that you want to be worked with. That's the most important thing that I would say here, okay? So I hope that's been helpful with just a few quick tips thrown into the middle of the show. And what I would like to do now, we've got about 8 minutes or so left of the show, 8 or 9 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use that time to share with you a beautiful meditation. And I'm going to channel that meditation. And I'm going to trust my spiritual team to be with me and keep me on track with time, because I have an interesting relationship with time. Oh, so let's begin with a big stretch. Wherever you are, stretch your body, move your neck. Sit yourself down, excuse my clearing of the throat, or lay yourself down and just really allow yourself, just become aware of all the tension that's sitting in your body. And my body's saying, oh, Katrina, it's right across the back of your shoulder blades, the bottom of your neck, I'm feeling it. Oh, yes, some tension. That's because I've been working very, very hard, long, long hours. on my wonderful, wonderful practice of working with people and all the administrative and other writing and media stuff that I do around that. It's taking its time. It's taking its toll this week. And that's okay. That's okay. I'll have fun because this weekend I'm spending an evening. I'm celebrating with my husband our wedding anniversary, and we're to this little cute little event. For the third time, in 8 years, my children are going to be looked after by their beautiful auntie, and we're going to pop off up to Sydney and see a great show of Les Mis and have a dinner and a night away from the children. So it's going to be a really lovely, relaxing evening, and I'll, of course, with an hour of, not even an hour, probably driving down the end of my sister's road, I'll be missing the girls, but it's good to have balance in your life, and it is important to have time with your husband and just having some grown-up time, as we like to call it. So it's very good. It's very good. So getting back to our meditation, I want you to take a really deep breath. Just take a deep, big, deep breath in. And as you do, I want you to set the intention that your body will relax enough to allow yourself to step into this state of meditation. So breathe in and out. There it's gone. I want you to now allow yourself to see yourself surrounded by golden light. This golden light brings with it to you the warmth of the sun. It is beautiful. And you feel nurtured and safe. Just allow yourself to be aware of that feeling. I want you to now see, as if you're watching a movie on a movie screen, a scene of something playing out that holds not a big amount of fear for you, but just something that is a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe someone saying something unkind to you. Maybe receiving an email that you're concerned about, just something that feels manageable but a bit uncomfortable. Would you see that happening as a movie in front of you? So not happening to you, but as a movie in front of you, okay? I want you to be aware now of the safety and protection that you feel in that golden light that surrounds you. And then I want you to breathe in and really be aware of how safe you feel. Gently then take your eyes back to that movie screen and see that event playing out. And as you do, a big realization comes across you where you realize that who you are is safe and okay, and that fearful situation is separate from you and is not you, is not the same energy as you, because you are the same energy as this gorgeous golden light, the same energy as God itself, the same energy of the great wisdom of the universal oneness. And that energy is different to the frantic, fearful experience that our worries, anxiety, and fear. So feel the calmness of your own spirit and feel the calmness of who you truly are, all nicely and safely encapsulated in that golden light. Can you feel it? It's nice. I now want you to feel an awareness of a memory. A memory of a time when you had pure intuition, a flash of insight, an awareness of the non-physical world, perhaps out of the corner of your eye seeing one of your loved ones in spirit. Just remember what that felt like. There was no dread nor fear. It just felt light and easy and special. There was no emotional load. None at all. It just felt right. It felt unencumbered. It felt easy and it felt light. Just allow yourself to feel that and remember that moment. And with one deep breath, I want your awareness to come to a place of understanding of the difference between fear, that experience you're observing over there on the screen, and the experience of intuition, that which you hold very close to yourself, that feels safe, easy, neutral, and compassionate. There is no burden when you're feeling intuition, no sense of wrongdoing, no sense of worry. It is light and clear and kind. Just allow yourself to feel the difference. I'm going to give you a moment, a few seconds, just allow yourself to feel the warmth of the golden light all around you and the peace and the wisdom that comes from your own intuition. Just stay with that. Be back soon. Okay, coming back from that space of awareness, I want you to take a deep breath. And as you breathe in, have an amazing feeling of warmth and understanding within you that right now you've been shown and know the difference between what is your intuition and what is fear. So deep breath. Well done. Once you have this knowledge, it can't be taken away from you. And you can now step back into your own life with an awareness of the difference and with the freedom that comes with that, the freedom and the relief that comes with knowing the difference. So you can know when you have a feeling that you think, oh, my God, is that an insight into my future? When really all it is a whole a moment of anxiety. It's just a moment of anxiety, just anxiety, okay, just anxiety. Remember, feelings are your friends. And when you're having, as I was saying before the break, when you're having a flash of anxiety or sadness or worry, it's just your feelings inviting you to consider something. They want you to look at the way you're feeling or thinking or perceiving about a situation. It's just an invitation for you to see yourself or to see a situation differently. Or it might be an invitation to look after yourself more. It's calling your feelings and your friends, even the ones that don't feel comfortable, are just calling you to experience yourself or make a change or shift the way you experience yourself in relation to something else. That's all those feelings are doing. So the best thing you can do is to listen. The best thing you can do is to consider the question they're giving you with those experiences, with those feelings, and just allow yourself to be in the moment, feel the feeling, and know that you'll come through it, that the sadness will pass, the anxiety will pass, and you'll be well once again. Okay. I hope today's show has been helpful. For more information, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh, and enjoy your wonderful week. Namaste. Goodbye.